10 easels are posted up around a conference room. Some have maps for participants to indicate where they work or live. Others have large sheets of paper with questions written in colored marker for participants to leave their responses. At station number 8, Asheville resident Elizabeth Medlock is visibly frustrated.
Just, what does that mean? It's a bad question.
She says the question she's looking at, what makes Buncombe County authentic, is vague. In addition to the content, the text is hard for her to read. Medlock says she's legally blind due to retinal damage sustained in an accident. Her 13-year-old daughter, Sadie, chimes in.
And if I wasn't here, Mom wouldn't have been able to participate.
Elizabeth Medlock has worked in nonprofit and community strategic development since the late 80s. She says this method is dated and even problematic if the facilitators want to capture an accurate response.
I don't see how they're going to transcribe people's handwriting out of context from 3 sessions, put it together, and then you code, and then you run the analysis of the qualitative data with coding. So you have too many steps where error can be entered in, which makes me think that they're not super serious about using this data on the other end.
The consulting firm facilitating the workshop says that's why it's supplementing the sessions with an online survey. Here's PGAV Senior Project Manager Jenny Ryan.
The scientific part of the data analysis and input is going to be from that online survey. So we're just thrilled that people have come out today to share what their concerns are.
Ryan's says the workshops are the first of a 4-phase process that includes meeting with city and county officials with recommendations on areas where more tourism dollars could be spent. She says that could include things like streetscapes and affordable housing.
That's right. We're looking at ways to improve some of the policies that affect people that live here every day through this tourism management investment plan process.
Back in the conference room, 13-year-old Sadie Medlock has a suggestion.
They think they're helping the community by bringing in money, but honestly, we care more about the environment we live in than the money that's being generated.
She says her generation would benefit from more investment in the local art scene.
I'd rather see like Asheville Community Theater. It's amazing, and I spend like most of my time there. And I feel like Asheville always says we're such a place for the arts, which I believe a lot of people do love the arts here, but I see a lot of those places shutting down because, again, hotels are going up.
But TDA President and CEO Stephanie Brown says the Tourism and Development Authority has funded the arts and amenities like parks and greenways.
This is a departure from, you know, the way we've made these choices in the past. It's been an application-based process. And, you know, we've provided funding to 39 projects, more than $44 million. But now we're taking a different approach, and we're engaging with the public and partnering with our municipal partners to, you know, really think strategically over the next 10 or 15 years worth of funding.
Brown says the feedback collected in this process could determine how future occupancy tax money is used for the benefit of both locals and tourists. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.